year. Doug Steffens, good day.
That's right. 25 years of excellence. Good day. Or at least the 7 years, 6 years, Jennifer, that you've been here?
Yeah, six and a half.
15 that I've been here. Roberta's been associated with the show in one way or another for 17 years.
Now, you guys should at least get a pin or something.
Yeah.
You think?
I thought that on my 15th anniversary of being with the show that I'd get this cool T-shirt.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Do you know I don't even have a Doug Steffens hat?
Oh, you know what? I have a nice brown Doug Steffens suede jacket. Kind of like
I do not have
suede.
That. The only thing I have from that's Doug Steffens paraphernalia, which really isn't, is a baseball signed by Doug Steffens. And everybody that walks into my office at CRN goes, "Ooh, who signed that baseball?" And when I say Doug Steffens, they go, "Oh."
Yeah.
Because they obviously thought it was a baseball player.
I got news for you. It was signed by Bob Kay.
I know it was. That's even worse. Although today is Bob Kay, who's our general manager, his birthday today.
That's Bob's birthday, yep. Bob's going to go out and get crazy. All right, so let's get things started off right here. Since Jennifer was sick, we had Thanksgiving. We haven't been able to do a whole lot of our smart mom tip of the day. So
we're
Jennifer,
doubling up this hour.
If you would please.
All right. You reach into my hopper. Our smart mom today is Betty Reese. Betty Reese, our smart mom tip winner, says, good nutrition is imperative. Make pancakes according to directions, but add ground raw squash to the mix before cooking. They'll never guess. Mine's 48 and still doesn't know. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
That's a great tip. So
that
make your pancakes
awesome.
And then add some raw squash or sneak it in some vegetables.
That
and, you know,
awesome.
There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of cookbooks. I think Jerry Seinfeld's wife is one of them where they sneak vegetables into food so that your kids don't necessarily know they're getting their vegetables, but they're getting their minerals and all the good stuff from
You can take this all the way. All right. So your smart mom tip of the day, if you want to, if you have something that would be helpful for us to be able to tell families, moms, dads, to be able to help things around the house, it would be it with the kids or just a household tip. Go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and leave us your smart mom tip of the day. Jennifer will peruse through them, pick a cool one. We pull it out, and if we pull yours, you get a $25 Visa gift card, compliments of our friend at Exogen, you know, that cool temporal thermometer. Very neat. So check it out. Go on and give us a tip and get your $25 gift card. You know, why not take this all the way? You know, okay, you can you know, put some squash, you can ground it up, and you can put it in their pancake batter, and they'll never know. It's a good way. Why not, while you're going through the drive-thru at McDonald's and they think they're getting their Happy Meal, before you put the bag back in the back, pull the hamburger patty out, put a zucchini patty on there.
Yeah, like a Boca Burger.
Yeah, and hand it to the kids and say,
and you think they won't know the difference.
Here's your McZucchini Burger.
They probably wouldn't. If they didn't know any different, if
they
hadn't, if they
always had that. If you handed the kids something out of a McDonald's bag, do you think that they would look at it and go,
Mine would.
Yeah, I know yours would, because you have freaks with
kids. But yours knows the difference, perhaps. Right. Like, what if your kid had always known this to be their McDonald's experience? What if you had always done the sneaky switch?
Like, I don't take my kids to McDonald's, but I do go to Wendy's. If I were to swap out the Wendy's burger, which is actually real
square.
Meat.
Square.
Yeah, square. With the zucchini patty. I'm going to try this. I think I can get one over on them.
You think you could make it work? Will you do video?
I think it would be funny to try.
Face.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be hysterical. But the only problem with Wendy's is that their patties are square, and your kids may know that. Sean's pretty smart.
Yeah, he's pretty smart.
You may be able to get Juliana. She's younger, but Sean will be like, Daddy, why is this patty round?
You know what? Juliana would be the hard one. She's the one who takes her tongue and puts it on every... If you give her anything new...
Uh-huh.
I'm sticking out my tongue while I'm doing
it.
First thing she does is sticks out her tongue and puts her tongue on the food. And it has to
lick it.
It has to pass. She doesn't lick it. She just puts her tongue
on it.
She just touches it. And if it doesn't pass that test, it's not going in the mouth.
So what has failed that test?
Everything. Everything has failed that test. That kid, I'm telling you, I mean, she's a little peanut anyway. I mean, she's, you know, barely 40 pounds. She's 5 years old. She's not the smallest kid in her class, but she's a tiny little thing. And she just doesn't eat much. And we try to get her to eat more. But at the same time, I don't want to keep stuffing her with food if she's not hungry But I want to make sure that she gets enough to eat so that she's, you know.
So she just puts the very tip of her tongue.
The very tip against, of it.
Okay, the very tip of the tongue is where you detect sweetness. So if you want her to like something,
that would be
just
it.
Put a little bit of sweetness on
sugar.
It.
And sugar.
Oh, what a great
idea. Not even
idea.
Sugar, just like stevia or something like that. To put a little, or honey, or a little agave nectar.
Yeah,
put a little
like
bit of sweetness, and
like
she will like it.
That's
because
funny.
That's what she's looking for. The tip of the tongue is sweetness.
What's her favorite food right now? What does she like to eat?
I'm lucky in that she will eat bananas, apples, broccoli, chicken, pasta. I can't think of it. You know, chicken nuggets, obviously.
Well, you know why? All that stuff from McDonald's all has sugar in it.
Yeah, I don't give her any of that stuff. That's garbage.
And that's why it becomes addictive, because sugar is addicting, and that's why people like it so much.
And of course, we live in a household with Latinas who do partially the cooking. So it's meat and rice. You got your protein and rice every night on the table. So it's either meat and rice, chicken and rice, fish and rice, whatever it is, something in rice, protein in rice. And she does pretty good with fish. Like, I can get her to eat salmon and stuff like that every now and then. But it's the protein in rice. It's a constant struggle. I mean, it's, you know, you have kids, it's just a constant struggle. So we've all, my kids, the school that they go to just about 2 or 3 weeks ago had an anti-bullying day.
Mm-hmm.
Where they all get these, like, cool little Lance Armstrong-looking rubber bracelets.
What color is anti-bullying?
Purple.
Purple, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like Barney the Dinosaur purple. So, you know, and we all hear stories of, you know, kids bullying kids and Facebook bullying kids and whatnot. I ran across this one story yesterday, and it's a little bit different. In that, let's see, little William Bailey was bullying little Trisha Knight. Except that little William Bailey is 43 years old.
Oh.
And little Trisha Knight has cerebral palsy and is 9 years old.
Oh.
What a man. That's great.
Oh, yeah, manly.
So
I'm
apparently he's facing 1 month in jail for teasing and taunting her at the bus stop. A judge in, where is this, in Texas, said after the taunting, which happened on September 26th, they were at the bus stop getting ready to leave for the bus, and apparently these people are next-door neighbors, the Knights with the little girl, and the Baileys who with the 43-year-old guy. His son goes to the same school as them. His son is 9 years old, and he was giving them a hard time, so the mother-in-law of the little girl pulls out her iPod and starts videoing it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
The guy apparently was teaching his son how to drag his leg while putting his arm across his chest.
No.
And
I mean, like mocking her.
Mocking her. And
he was teaching the kid. Oh my.
The mother
God.
Said, "I asked him to please stop. My daughter can see you." He then told his son to walk like the R word.
Wow.
So the mother-in-law catches this whole thing on video and posts it on their Facebook page and on YouTube. And then, bam, it goes viral in their neighborhood.
Oh, I bet.
And they go to the, I guess, the district attorney, and they filed a complaint with the Canton City prosecutors. And the chief prosecutor, the chief assistant prosecutor, Jennifer Fitzsimmons, says that she's been doing this for 3 years and has never seen anything like this. And she looks at cases of people being taunted for race, sexuality, religion, and they've taken those to court, so why should this be any different? And
absolutely.
Brought charges on the guy.
Especially when this isn't just peer-to-peer, this is an adult to a child.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
And not only that, but spreading the hate by teaching it to his kid. Ugh. Winner, winner. Now, don't you think, though, I don't know if going to jail is necessarily what should happen. Don't you think he should be forced to volunteer in, like, a place
that'd be
where...
a great idea.
For, like,
yeah.
a year. I mean,
yeah.
not just for a month. He should be taken... And his son should be good, too. His son was there. He and his son
Absolutely.
Should have to go volunteer in a place that helps with people
disabled.
With cerebral palsy.
Right.
Yeah, or
yeah.
disabled
right.
people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, apparently this guy, he's a truck driver, and apparently this is not the first problem that they've had with them. The son, the 9-year-old, who came over to play with one of the other kids, there's three kids, and she has a brother and a sister. The son came over to play and brought a knife with him one day and said that he was going to cut her.
Ugh, who are these people?
So the guy actually ended up getting the 29 days for standing on his porch saying that he was going to punch the little girl, and didn't get any time for the actual harassing. But the judge was able to come up with these other charges to be able to make him spend the 29 days in jail. So, at what point does somebody, I mean, he's apologized through his attorney. He wasn't man enough to come out and apologize himself. He's apologized.
Well, he's probably not sorry either.
Yeah, he's probably not sorry. He just doesn't want to go to jail for 35 days instead of 29 days. But what do you do when your next door neighbor is this kind of a monster?
Ugh.
You know?
Move. Honestly, I would not want to be next to somebody that like that. I mean, they have no morals. They're teaching their kids not to have any morals.
Honestly.
I know. Well, maybe get them out of the neighborhood. But what do you do? Do you call? I mean, here's what you could do. You could call Maury and get that get that drill sergeant guy.
Yeah.
Have you seen the drill sergeant guy that I love? He screams in everybody's faces and he's huge. Maybe get Maury to come over and bring like the drill sergeant in to scare the guy.
Oh, man. I don't think that he is going to talk to anybody about this. I think he's probably just going to lock it. I think he's scared now that if he says anything, does anything, that he will probably end up going back to jail. So he'll probably be quiet. But, man, I see this guy slashing my tires one night. I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing whatever. So, I think the for sale sign would be out front. But I would hate to let this guy get the upper hand and let him feel like he won.
I know, but the thing is, you couldn't take someone on like that because they will always fight back. Those people will always fight back.
He's
with
not,
you.
Yeah, I mean, is he really going to turn over a leaf and be a better person? Doubt it. No. All right, it's 19 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
Get big Black Friday savings at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Get clearance flooring from just 19 cents a square foot. Plus, take 20% off thick 10-millimeter laminates with attached pad. 50% off tools to install your new floors. And save even more with daily floor buster deals at every local store. Better yet, get special extended financing. Hurry, Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find the store near you.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
What do you say? Celebrate with us. 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Evans Good Day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens Good Day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience. I don't believe I just said that.
But I thought to myself last night, as I ran outside naked and jumped into my pool.
Woo! We're freaking! Come on!
I just thought it was warm in the pool, the moon was out, and I have felt better since that new moon.
I wish you'd stop bringing up moons and naked in the pool. I'm just getting a visual here, man.
Please, whatever you do, don't imagine them together in a jacuzzi, okay? Okay, I tried to warn you. Doug Steffens, Good Day.
Come Santa Claus.
Can't wait.
Come Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and
the holiday time, you guys ready?
Man, this guy's voice was butter.
Oh, totally.
So smooth. The Binger.
The Binger. He's one of my favorites.
When it comes
Burl Ives, Brenda Lee.
Yeah, I mean, the classics. How do you not like Burl Ives or Binger?
Yeah. And Brenda Lee for girls.
Yeah.
All right, so our poll over at the website, jdougsteffens.com, deals with Christmas and Christmas decorations. Have you gotten your Christmas tree yet? Have you? Rich, Roberta, have you?
Mine's up already.
Rich?
Last year we decided to go fake. So all I had to do is yank that thing out of the attic, drag it down the hall, and drop the branches. Boom, lights. Whole big.
I went fake this year as well, a couple of years ago. But yep. I put up my tree on Saturday, and then I got hit with the stomach flu, so it's not decorated.
Oh.
It's lit.
You know, I'm figuring if they can put lights on these things to where you just open it up and plug it in.
Too.
Yeah. Come on now,
just
people.
Just let them sit every
year. You press
year.
The button, and the branches come down.
I want Jetsons Christmas tree.
I do have a complaint, though, and then I will get to the poll, I promise. But for those of you that don't know, I have a disco forest in my front yard. I have multicolored trees and pink reindeer in my front yard. And my pink reindeer... My pink reindeer are having some issues. I think I might have to call Sarah Palin to come get some food. reindeer meat. Because girl reindeer is just... She's just sitting and only half of her body's lit. So at night, it looks like I have half of a reindeer body in my yard. And then and I call her Gertie. And then Joe Buck, who's the boy, he keeps falling over. So every morning, literally, he's driving me nuts. Every afternoon when I come home, he's standing up, he's ready for the night, and morning he
falls over. Get some little yard spike things.
I need to find some. I guess I'll have to go look at
those. What's that testosterone enhancement thing that Doug is always
touting?
That's
what he needs. Yeah.
Exactly.
What he needs. All right, so our poll
either
today is at 7.com.
Easy to Gertie.
I'm thinking he's playing dead, so Gertie comes over to him. I don't know. Joe Buck stand up. All right, have you gotten your Christmas tree yet? Yes, it's already decorated too. Yes, but not decorated yet. That's me. Not yet, maybe this weekend. Not yet, maybe in another week or so. No, I don't know when I'll get one, and I'm not planning on getting a Christmas tree. Boo. I think everybody should have one. That's also our question at our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. You can go over there and let us know how you decorate. Do you get a tree? Do you not? Do you put up lights? What do you do? What is your holiday tradition for decorations? You can check it out. Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Do you have a holiday tradition with regard to your tree?
You know, I like to put up Christmas as early as possible, and I was so proud of myself for getting it up on Saturday. The fact that it's not decorated is really driving me nuts.
Roberta, tradition with your tree?
Generally, I try to do as small a tree as possible and a fake one at that.
There she is.
Small and fake. But look at all of us, she's got her tree up and decorated.
Yeah. Oh, mine's up and decorated.
Yeah, mine's up and decorated, too.
So it's one of those, like, I put it at Home Depot.
No,
you know?
I said I did. All I had to do was pull it down. So, All right, there it is, the Christmas poll. Head on over to DougStephan.com and click with your answer, please. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you died today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's 33 past the hour. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli. Coming up on the Good Day Show, Doug is off doing farm work. He's standing around in a barn. He tells us it's his big corporate meeting, farm meeting, for the state of Massachusetts.
Right.
What I believe is it's a bunch of guys standing in a barn with their knee up on one bale of hay, wearing plaid shirts and very dirty shoes.
And say,
with some straw hanging out of their mouth.
Talking about cow chips.
Talking about their cows' udders.
A whop on that one.
I saw one the other day. It was so big.
So
how big was it?
So while he just still amazes me that one side of his life is this hick. You know, this country pumpkin.
Hey, you know what? He's not a hick. Farmers are not always
hicks. He's a hick.
He might
Doug
be.
Doug Steffen is a hick. One of his old girlfriends called me one day to complain that he showed up an hour late for dinner because he was out on the farm and he was pulling ticks out of his hair at dinner. He's a hick.
Yeah. All right? As the product of a family of farmers, I will tell you that they're people.
No, there's nothing. No, it's not to say
that
he's
not cool. Kind of hot.
But he's country bumpkin, okay? Which is cool. That's fine. I am too. I mean, you know, my family's West Virginia and stuff, so that's fine. But, and then the other side of his life is this, like, you know, big-time radio guy. And how he manages the two, it's really funny. It's hysterical. So sometimes when we get to these...
big time.
the number six radio show in the country. Time for the number six radio show in the country.
He is fancy, I guess.
Yeah, I know. So anyway. All right, so in his absence, if you head on over to... I was going to say. Coming up on the Good Day Show in about 10 minutes, a very cool story, how you can help wounded veterans by donating your old iPods, iPads, any kind of electrical devices, so that when they're in rehab or just, you know, trying to go through physical therapy, they have something where they can listen to music, watch some videos, whatever it is. So check that out in a couple of minutes.
Very cool.
Yeah, very neat. Until then, how would you like to win a chance to win a date with Betty White?
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Can I win a date with Betty White?
I would like to win a date with Betty White.
I sure would.
I don't think you guys are her type. She's very much into the guys.
You know what? It's not just you, though. Here's what's smart. Because if you just give away a one-on-one date, you're opening yourself up to maybe some creepy creepers, right?
Right, right, right.
So Betty White's pretty smart. She's offering this to you and to three of your closest friends. So you can either creeper creeper and gang up on her with four of you. But it makes it easier, I think. And you'll join, it's the SPCA LA's Friend for Life contest. And she's the president. She and the president of the organization will get to dine with Betty and Madeline Bernstein, the president, at one of their favorite fine restaurants in the Los Angeles area, which is kind of cool. It'll be, you can schedule the dinner any day that you want, and it's kind of a cool deal. I mean, Betty White is an icon. And the fact that, I mean, we know that she's into animals, and the fact that she's offering you a chance to bid on some time with her, I think that's much cooler than bidding on a picture or a DVD set of the Golden Girls. I mean, that's awesome. That's memory making. Yeah, I mean, would do this.
And it doesn't seem like it's too out of control, but I don't. Oh, minimum bid is $1,000.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to get pricey.
eBay page. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's going to get pricey. It's going to be eBay, and it's expensive.
So you go to the SPCA LA's eBay page, and you bid on it, and you have to bid at least $1,000. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. $1,000 to hang out with Betty White for lunch? That's
It'd be
deal.
Worth it.
Yeah,
I know.
Absolutely.
I mean, if I had the money, I would pay
if
more than
it.
That.
Right. If you got an extra grand laying around.
Yeah, I would love it because she, to me, is one of the classics from TV, and everybody grew up with her, you know? I mean, my gosh, Doug even grew up with her.
No. And Roberta.
Roberta even grew up with her.
Gee, thanks. I was trying to forget that.
Now, I know Lucy is your favorite, but where does Betty rank for you right there?
She's close because, you know, I love the Golden Girls because I used to watch them with my grandmother, and she loved that show. And so Betty White is very special to me in that respect. That's what I know her most from is the Golden Girls and enjoying her on Hot in Cleveland. I missed her. Mary Tyler Moore was a little before my time, but I've, of course, seen it in replays, but Golden Girls, gotta love it.
I see in another 10 to 15 years, mm-hmm. you and Roberta could be the Golden Girls. Well, no,
oh, my God.
Hey, how about that?
Roberta, how much fun would we have in a retirement home together?
Oh, my goodness. we would tear the place apart. We would
that
turn it on its ear.
Nuts. There would be spin the bottle.
Strip poker.
Maybe Martini Monday. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah. Beautiful.
But, you know, this is actually something that we could do. I mean, it's not. Sometimes we're in the same city together.
If it's you and three of your friends, you all chip in.
No, I'm talking about maybe we should do this. But obviously we're not going to get $1,000 like Betty White. But, you know, maybe for $10 people can enter a raffle to have lunch with us somewhere.
Yeah, $30. Yeah.
It will make Doug spring for it. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe we all could trade somewhere.
Also over at the website, if you go to DougSteffen.com or GoodDayShow.com, they have this cool new thing that I absolutely have to try.
No, you're not going to do this.
Bacon shaving cream.
No.
Bacon is like the...
It sounds disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Let me tell you something. You would want to lick my face. You know you would.
I'd rather lick your face without it.
Yeah. If I walked in and you gave me a hug, Roberta, because like the first time I see
you. Can you tell us what the name of it is?
J&D's Foods.
No. What? Yeah, keep going. What's it called?
The manliest way to get rid of your November beer. Oh, because of the November beer.
What's the product called? Go ahead. What's it called, Rich? What is it I can't understand you? Hello?
Bacon lube.
Yes. <It's called. laughs> Not hot, by the way.
Breakfast-infused lathering product. Shaving cream.
Oh, boy.
You not only get all the benefits of rich, creamy moisturizers and hearty essential oils, but you'll also smell like bacon.
All day.
First of all, trails of dogs. Dogs following
it
you.
Would make you hungry all day. Just to smell bacon makes you hungry. You'd be starving all day long.
Could you imagine having this on and you come home and your dog, I mean, just he would attack you.
Or working next to the guy that decided this is a good idea. I mean, there are things that I get.
I'm buying
I get
this.
I get bacon salt. That's a product that is bacon-flavored salt that you can sprinkle on anything. I get that because you can eat it. I get bacon beer. I get bacon ice cream. I understand that. But you want to wear bacon? Ew.
Yeah.
It's like wearing Lady Gaga's meat dress, except not quite as bad. Yeah.
I do want to wear bacon.
Bacon Band-Aids.
I just want to
my daughter
bacon, I just want to walk
Band-Aids. Band-Aids look like bacon.
I want to walk through a crowded bar wearing bacon shaving cream or having shaven with bacon shaving cream and just see if people notice.
You know what we should do,
just
actually?
Stand there and just see if people start looking at you.
We should actually do a scientific experiment, and we should pick one bar in your area, Rich, and you should go there for happy hour on, let's say, a Thursday. Wearing your bacon shaving cream.
Yeah,
and
do it.
See how many women come up and talk to you.
Hey,
and
baby.
Then go back the following Thursday
you smell like
wearing just regular whatever you wear and
bacon.
See if there are more or less women talking to you.
Yeah, I got the answer for both of those. It would be zero.
Well, you have to be out there. You have to hide your wedding ring for a little while, but Janet won't mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Cover it with a bacon Band-Aid.
Yeah. All right, coming up, how you can help veterans and
our Smart Mom winner.
And our Smart Mom
that
winner.
Too. Mm-hmm.
So hang out. It's 42 past the hour on Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Election Day, November 6, 2012, a narrow majority of voters repealed America's 1776 Declaration of Independence and replaced it with President Obama's Declaration of Dependence upon ever bigger government, higher taxes, etc. Now, what should Americans expect over the next 4 years? That's the subject of a hot new book entitled The Great Debasement by Craig R. Smith. Since 2009, gold prices have nearly doubled. Silver has nearly tripled. Meanwhile, the value of the dollar continues to disintegrate. One book clearly explains this 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. I've been authorized to offer 2,000 free copies of The Great Debasement to help you prepare for the largest confiscation of wealth history coming in the next 4 years. Call 800-289-2646. Get a free copy of this book, 800-289-2646. Again, toll free, 800-289-2646.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Coming up on 46 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day. This is something very cool here. Jim Marshall is with us from Marshall's Auto Body in Bella Rica, Massachusetts, and he's an Air Force veteran and an ambassador for the CARSTAR Military Month iPods for Wounded Veterans program. Jim, welcome to the Good Day Show.
Well, thank you for having me, Richard.
Now, I'm trying to get this. CARSTAR has teamed up with iPods for Wounded Veterans, which is a very cool organization I'd never heard of, which provides recovering vets with iPods and Nooks and iPads to be able to have a little diversion while they're recuperating. Tell us about CARSTAR and what it is, and then iPods for Wounded Veterans and what you guys are doing.
Okay, CARSTAR is a national franchise of independent business owner body shops, 250 nationwide.
Okay.
They, in the month of November, they have a military commitment to some sort of organization, whether it be a VFW, DAV, any type of military facility they want to honor. And I've been working with iPods for Wounded Veterans for a year now, and I posed this to them and asked them if they'd like to partner up and take it on for this year. So I've been working for them with iPods for approximately 14 or 15 months. And so this November, the one I'm currently in now, is the whole month of November has been dedicated to raising funds to purchase iPods, Nooks, Kindles, iTunes cards, or to collect them at one of the CARSTAR stores, you know, closest to them.
So is this donating your iPod or iPad, or is this donating cash so that you can buy iPods and iPads and Nooks?
It's easier. If it's a new iPod or iPad, that's fine. It's hard to recycle the old one, so mainly it's been trying to generate money to do it, to purchase them.
And
cool. So cash donations.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And when you go out and buy these, do they give you any kind of a deal, or are you walking into the Apple store and, you know, paying $5.99 or whatever it is retail?
Unfortunately, the Apple doesn't offer discounts to us. We've been buying through Best Buy in Massachusetts, and they've been giving us a little bit of a break on that end from
okay.
there.
I mean, what a neat idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was an idea generated by a couple Vietnam veterans, you know, not really enjoying the way they may have been treated when they came home. So they felt very honored to call down to Walter Reed about 18 months ago and ask him what they could possibly use to help the soldiers in their time of recovery. And the answer was that they could use the iPod Shuffle to clip them on their journeys while they rehabilitated.
Okay, what a great idea.
That's cool. So primarily then that gives them access to music, to books on tape, and those kind of things?
Exactly, yeah. This is their seventh trip down. In fact, I'm sitting in the van right outside Walter Reed now. We're getting ready to go in and present the wounded veterans with those exact articles right now. And in fact, the founder, Paul Cardello, actually came up with another program called Dear Soldier. So we have 300 or 400 letters from elementary school students and Boy Scout troops across the Massachusetts area, and we bring those into them as well. And that's pretty enlightening. The soldiers get a real kick out of hearing some of the jokes that the elementary school students read from the heart. You can imagine.
Neat.
Oh, that's cool. What about it? Now, what about iTunes gift cards? If we don't have cash, maybe we have some iTunes gift cards that we haven't used. Would that be of use to you guys for them to
Absolutely.
Buy?
Absolutely. That's one of the big things we do as well. Is we, you know, some of the monies go to that as well, and a lot of our customers can donate that as well. So, you know, there being 250 CARSTAR stores across the United States. It's in probably 30 of the states, and they could, you know, reach out by Googling one closest to them, or they could, in turn, just forward it to iPods for Wounded Veterans in Massachusetts. You can look it up at iPodsForWoundedVeterans.com. I'm sorry, .org. Any one of those agencies can collect
So we'll put a link to iPodsForWoundedVeterans.org on our site so that everybody can just go to DougStefan.com and be able to check it out. This is a neat, neat, neat thing, and I'm so glad you were here to join us and tell us about it. So go to iPodsForWoundedVeterans.org or just go to DougStefan.com, and we'll put a link
or
up there
Facebook
for you.
Or our Facebook page. We'll link to it.
Or
well.
Our Facebook page.
Oh, excellent. That's
All right,
great.
Jim. Thank you so much, and good
thank
luck with
you,
it.
Jim.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so Jennifer, we owe somebody one more Smart Mom tip of the day. So who is our final winner of the day today?
We sure do. Stephanie Jackals is our second Smart Mom winner today. And she has a short but sweet tip that's perfect for the season. She says, just tell your kid, I'm going to tell Santa. Great for this time of year.
I've used that. That works.
Write that down.
Right.
I'm going to tell
that's
Santa.
Right. Does that work for husbands?
You know,
I know,
December kids are the best behaved in December because every parent is going, you being naughty or nice?
That's right. He's watching.
All right, so go to our Facebook page and leave your smart mom tip of the day. It could be a smart dad, too, at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And it's 51 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now. 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
Jennifer, name that tune.
A Whole New World.
By?
This is from that movie with the mouse, wasn't it?
With the mouse?
Aaron, try again. You're close, but no.
Oh, no, this was Aladdin.
Aladdin, yes.
Yeah, it was Aladdin. I was thinking of, what was the movie with the mouse, An American Tale? That was a long time ago. Remember that one?
That was a long time ago.
All right, this is from Aladdin, which was the number one movie this week in 1992, Chucker. And so this had to be one of the ones that kind of started off the whole animation thing.
Yeah, it did. It was a huge box office hit.
Robin Williams was in this, right?
Yeah, Robin Williams. Yep. Yeah.
And don't forget, Gilbert Godfrey was the parrot.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot.
And actually, Robin Williams wasn't the voice of... He was the voice of Aladdin.
He was the genie.
The genie.
Yeah, he was the genie. So, Chucker, this week I took my kids, my wife and I took my kids to see Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
And
my
nice
daughter
little
said
movie.
It was great.
Yeah, yeah, it's a nice little movie. It's fun. It's fun. I wouldn't say it's Cars, but it's a good little movie. We had a good time, so it's a neat story. So Ralph ends up being the bad guy, and he's okay with it.
Okay.
So.
You know, when Doug last week said don't bring children to Skyfall, I kept my lips shut because I did take my 7-year-old daughter to see it.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with it.
It's funny you mentioned that. Yeah. My son Sean, who is 8 and in the third grade, said that some of his friends had seen Skyfall and he wanted to go see it. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to take you to see it. But after Wreck-It Ralph, right across the hall, Skyfall was playing, and it was like an hour into the movie. So I'm like, hey, come here. And so we walked up the aisle way, and I went and sat down in the seat, and he wouldn't do it. He's like, Dad, we didn't pay for this. We didn't pay for this. And I'm like, we're just going to sit here for a minute, but I wanted you to see James Bond.
But Doug does this all the time.
Doug does it all the time.
Doug does it with four of them.
Right. We watched about, I don't know, 3-4 minutes just so he could see James Bond and kind of see what it was like. And he's like, come on, Dad, let's go. Let's go. We're going to get caught. So it was very funny. All right. So we are finishing up on our Christmas spirit contest, where we play one of the greatest movie insults of all time just to get us in the mood for the holidays. So we're going to play this 8-second-long classic put-down from a movie. And if you know what movie this comes from, give us a call at 1-800-510-8255. First one in with the correct answer wins a little something out of Chucker's Prize Closet. And here we go.
You two-tone, zebra-headed, slime-coated, pimple-farming, paramecium brain, munching on your own mucus, suffering from Peter Pan envy.
Ah.
Oh, there's a
you know, that's really, but that's almost like deja vu, because I was just going to mention that I'm doing a revival of this film a week from Sunday in the Pocono.
Oh, really? That's going to be cool.
And I just mentioned the star's name. When we were talking about Aladdin, he was also
in
Aladdin.
And it's interesting that, you know, and this movie came out in 1991. A lot of critics did not like it, but it has a huge fan base. And that's one of my top 50 favorite films of all time.
This is one of the classic stories that's been redone over and over and over and over again. And I don't know that I've ever seen any version of this story, be it a play, a movie, a book, once. And I don't know why.
No.
Just for some reason, it doesn't interest me. But here it is again.
Huh.
Classic cut down from one of the classic cut down stars of all time.
You two-tone, zebra-headed, slime-coated, pimple-farming, paramecium brain, munching on your own mucus, suffering from Peter Pan envy.
Now, that's not actually the star we mentioned, though.
No, it is.
It is?
It is, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, his voice sounds different. All right, 1-800-510-8255. Phones are lighting up right now. Chucker, what's going on in movie news?
All right, Rich, buzz off a preview screening in London of Peter Jackson's The Hobbit. Very positive. The film comes out December 14th. It's tracking at about $110 million opening weekend. I got to admit, I'm in a big minority here, as I'm not a huge fan of the Lord of the Rings film.
Roberta is.
I got my tickets already.
I don't know. I find them long and boring. I don't know why I feel that way. I just do. Other news, Hugh Jackman, who just wrapped up filming on Wolverine, is getting Best Actor buzz for Les Miserables in negotiations to play Wolverine once again in Bryan Singer's new X-Men film this Sunday night, the mid-season final of The Walking Dead on AMC.
Oh, can't wait.
Which I think is the best TV show on.
I love The Walking Dead.
You know, actually, on Sunday night at 9 o'clock, the three best shows, in my opinion, Walking Dead, Dexter, and Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk Empire is awesome.
How do you sleep at night watching all of this?
He doesn't. He plans revivals.
I'm telling you. All right, let's go to Cobleskill, New York, and talk to Meg. Meg, what do you think that classic cut-down movie was?
Hook. I saw it the other night.
Yeah, you did. All right, so it's fresh in your mind. All right, it's Hook with Robin Williams this week in 1991. Chucker, it's thank you for another great session of movie news. It's 58 past the hour on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.